cannot get my Zoom to let me have a background. All right, welcome back to the Token CEO podcast. As required, I'm telling you that I'm the host. This is Erica Nardini. I'm the CEO of Barstool Sports. Today is Tuesday, April 7th, day 22 of quarantine. First update is I've been getting some shit for being a Google Hangouts girl, which I have to say I don't regret if you look at the privacy issues for Zoom, but I do lament because the Zoom background game is just fire. So I just spent 20 minutes when I should have been doing this or something else, or actually probably something far more productive for this company, trying to figure out how to make Big Cat's Pile as my background. But that was a bust. So send me yours. I can't wait to see them. Tag them to me, EKA Nardini, or to Token CEO, and we'll share the best ones on social. As always, this is a podcast. It's a rundown of what's going on in my world, what's going on in Barstool's world, what's happening in a coronavirus world. Today, I'm trying to tackle one larger question, but we're doing our best to keep this to 10 minutes and make it short and sweet for folks. You'll also see we changed the time. So we were dropping it at 5 p.m., which felt a little late. Then we were dropping it at 2 p.m., which felt also a little late. So now we're dropping it around noon. Also, when you leave us a voicemail or when you DM or write us, tell us what time this, you guys would actually like to have this. That would be helpful. We have a phone number. Thank you to, I think, Brendan Clancy for the phone number. It's 440-462-1729. Leave me a voicemail. I will answer it. If you leave one, you're going to be on the pod. There's probably all sorts of legal lingo I'm supposed to add behind that. But can't wait to hear from you. Tired of talking to myself. Interested in what you have to say. Send me your questions. Send me your thoughts. Send me your concerns. Anything that you think should be featured on this pod, and we'll cover it. My big question today is, how do you sell things during a pandemic? I think this is a marketing problem and challenge and an opportunity and a business challenge and opportunity. And I think this is one of the biggest topics happening in boardrooms all around this country. That's obviously predicated on the thought that you can sell something right now. So the way I see it breaking down is, number one, you have companies that can't sell their product or open their doors even if they wanted to. So Penn National, perfect example of this. State government regulating that there's no casinos. So they're in the category along with bars, nightlife, manicure salons, hair salons, you name it, gyms that are forbidden to be in operation. So category number one is people who can't be in business in the first place, so they don't have this problem because they can't sell anything even if they wanted to. So the second category is you have a product, people want it, you don't have to advertise because people are seeking out what you have, but you have a supply chain issue. So I think perfect example of this is Peloton. Like, everyone and their brother wants a Peloton right now. You can't even get on the waiting list, or if you get on the waiting list for a Peloton, they're 1 month out, 2 month out, 3 months out. So that's a company where there's a ton of demand. There's a very clear use case right now, but the supply chain, they can't keep up with the demand, and they can't deliver the demand in its time frame. Another example of this you would find in the cleaning goods space. Like, I personally, you know, anecdote of one, cannot find a thing of Clorox wipes to save my life. I literally, now it's a game, I'm like on the hunt for Clorox. But you can't find Lysol, you can't find Clorox wipes, you can't find disinfectant spray. You go to a supermarket and those shelves are empty. The rest of the place is full, those shelves are empty. So that's another example where demand is exceeding supply. It changes the marketing equation. Third is companies that have a chance right now to grab share, where demand is very high, supply chain isn't an issue, and there's a huge opportunity to not only be able to sell product, but to use this time to be able to compete and take share from competitors in the market. So streaming services are doing this. Pornhub is doing this. Cannabis companies are doing this. Small and up and coming alcohol companies are doing this. Zoom is doing this. Startups like Cameo are doing this. So I think this is the most interesting category at Barstool. This is what I'm obsessing about right now, which is who are the top 100 categories that are growing? Who are the top five brands in each one of those categories? And how do we have a product that is relevant for them if they're looking to reach an 18 to 54 year old consumer? And I think these are the most interesting boardrooms right now, because not only is there a possibility for opportunity and growth and revenue, I also think there's a sensitivity. And this is where I think brands can get paralyzed and they end up really shut down, which is, how do you message to consumers without seeming tone deaf or insensitive or tacky or opportunistic or unlikable? Fourth category are brands who aren't necessarily stealing share, but who are now thinking about how to retain customers. So if you look at any major media company, if you look at any major broadcast and or streaming platform, you look at the big technology platforms like Facebook or Instagram or Twitch, or you look at a teleconferencing company like Zoom, the question now becomes, you have an influx of consumers. What do you do to keep them? We fall into a lot of these buckets at Barstool. You know, we're fortunate in that we are still have the ability to run our business. We do see this as a chance and an opportunity to gain share. I think we are one of, if not the only media company out there that has launched, I don't know, 15 to 20 new shows, ideas, platforms, brands in the last 3 weeks. Like, this is not, you know, when I look at traditional media, and it's the, hey, let's rerun something and try to put a spin on it. What we're doing is actually the opposite, which is we've set all of our people, content people, free to go make things and to go make new things. And so when I think about our retention, which will be a question that we'll talk about when this is over, is, you know, you give people more Brandon Walker, you show people more Marty Mush, you have a deeper sense of Kate's weirdo humor. How do we use this time to show people to fans, have them spend more time with them, have them fall in love with them or like them or hate them or just want to react to them? When those talent and personalities go to launch new things or do different things or become mixed up in other shows at Barstool, how do we make sure that we're bringing along all the people who were introduced to them in this, you know, in the last month? I think that's going to be something that we spend a lot of time on, which is, now is a time for exploration and a time for growth. And then it's also a time for deepening a relationship, because all anyone has right now is time and creativity. And so the more we can deepen our relationships with our fans, the easier it will be to retain those people over time, to convert them to watch other things, download podcasts, follow other personalities, buy more t-shirts, engage in our shows. And then when this is all over, and someday this is going to be all over, how do you take that goodwill and turn it into something that's really valuable still for that fan and for you and your business? And as always, we end with one fucking good thing. And my one fucking good thing is that it's 65 degrees and sunny. 65 and sunny, I can handle. And I think that it was the perfect day for some sunshine. I was saying to a girlfriend of mine yesterday, that if this were late November, my birthday's in November, I think November's like the ugliest month on the planet. It's, in the Northeast, it's cold and it's rainy and you're like, it's getting dark out early. You're like staring down the holidays and you're feeling fat. Like, spring is here. You know, no matter what's going on in the world, it's a good thing. Why does it always have to be? Somebody's always watching me. All I really need is some room to breathe. Breathe. All right, that's it for the Token CEO podcast. Promise to keep this to 10 minutes. I've been cheating on that a little bit, but we're going to hit it today. Thanks for letting me get on a soapbox about media and product. I think it's going to be very interesting how this all shakes out. So tomorrow we're talking small business. We've got Frankie the pizza maker and his dad, Mr. Borelli, on. They have a restaurant, Borelli's, in East Meadow, New York. They've been hit hard by the coronavirus. Mr. Borelli is trying to deliver hundreds of pizzas to nurses and hospitals all over Long Island. So we're going to talk about that. call and leave us a voicemail, 440-462-1729. And you can follow me at EK Nardini or Token CEO, that little nasty troll account that we've created. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place.